We're all familiar with the saying, too much of a good thing is a bad thing. One new TV show takes it a step further and suggests that too much of a good thing can destroy the world. Hello, this is Christine Burrett, graduate of the UNO MFA in screenwriting program, filmmaker and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. End-of-the-world genre films have been around since, well, the beginning. The first feature-length narrative film, The Story of the Kelly Gang, was released in Australia in 1906. It was only a short 10 years later, in 1916, that the first apocalyptic feature film made its debut. August Blom's Verdens Undergang, or The End of the World, is a Danish silent film depicting a worldwide catastrophe caused by a passing comet. While the film depicts the natural disasters and social unrest caused by the comet, the film's underlying tensions were driven by the public's anxiety surrounding the recent passing of Halley's Comet and the ongoing turmoil of World War I. In the last 99 years, the world has ended or been ruined on screen in all manner of ways. Volcanoes, ice, war, greed, aliens, disease slash zombies slash vampires slash pod people. But do you ever recall seeing the world come to an end because of happiness? That's what seems to be happening in the new Apple TV series, Pluribus. Created by Vince Gilligan, the man and brain behind the critically acclaimed television series Breaking Bad and its spinoff Better Call Saul, Pluribus is an end-of-the-world and dystopian mashup. The logline of the show is simply, the most miserable person on Earth must save the world from happiness. It's hard to talk about the show without spoiling its plot points, so I'll just say that the logline is accurate. Simply put, the show follows best-selling author Carol Sturka, played by Rhea Seehorn, as she navigates Earth following an apocalyptic event. That sounds like something you've seen before, right? Well, no. This apocalyptic event is rooted in widespread, unimaginable levels of happiness. I really can't say much else, but what I can say is that in the vein of all classic sci-fi, this show is more than it seems on its surface. Yes, the world is ending or has ended, but the show is more an exploration of human nature than a scientific, adventurous ride full of special effects and blockbuster hallmarks. The best parts of Pluribus are actually quiet and introspective. They're moments that make you consider the things we tend to believe make life worth living. Things like love, identity, and independence. Moments that are tender, funny, heartbreaking. Moments that take you, the viewer, deeper into what Gilligan is saying about human nature. I wonder, what does it say about us that a show like Pluribus even exists and has become such a sweeping hit? So far, only the first 6 episodes of Pluribus are available on Apple TV, but it's already become the platform's top streamed drama of all time. And if you've already watched it and are hooked, then you're in luck. Season 2 is already in the works. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.